What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1079. In this episode, I'll discuss the bioavailability of methadone. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1079. And now, on to the episode. Popular tertiary references suggest a conversion ratio of oral to IV methadone of 2 to 1, meaning 10 milligrams of oral methadone is equivalent to 5 milligrams of IV methadone. But a team of researchers published a scoping review on the bioavailability of methadone in the American Journal of Health System Pharmacy that draws a different conclusion. The review included 50 patients from 6 different studies. Healthy patients, as well as those with opioid use disorder, metastatic cancer, and chronic pain from malignant or non-malignant disease were represented in the review. The researchers found the pooled mean bioavailability was 85.4%, with a 95% confidence interval that spanned 75.2% to 95.6%. There was zero heterogeneity found in the analysis of the studies included, which strengthens the conclusions. Furthermore, the review states in the 4 studies that provided individual patient-level data, bioavailability was greater than 50% in 40 out of 42 patient measurements, and greater than 75% in 33 of 42 patient measurements. The authors concluded the evidence points to the bioavailability of methadone being more than 75%, and that an oral to IV conversion ratio of 1.3 to 1 is more appropriate than the commonly used 2 to 1 ratio. The authors also recommended that further research be done to identify a safe conversion ratio for oral to IV methadone. A second group of authors performed a randomized controlled trial of about 40 patients comparing the success and side effects of two ratios from going from parenteral to oral methadone, 1 to 2 versus 1 to 1.2 in hospitalized patients with cancer pain. While both groups had adequate pain control, drowsiness and myoclonus were significantly more prevalent in the group who had the 1 to 2 IV to oral conversion. Methadone side effects were observed in 12 patients in the 1 to 2 group, mainly drowsiness and myoclonus, versus just 2 patients in the 1 to 1.2 group, a statistically significant difference. This second study seems to confirm the results of the first, and clinicians should consider using a conversion ratio that assumes a 75% or greater bioavailability of oral methadone in most patients. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.